8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being along with us here this morning. Well, there's a gentleman who has written a book that you should check out. Scott Kramer, you may recognize Scott, formerly with the Northwoods Church here in Galesburg, now with RE/MAX Realty and an author as well. Scott, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Thank you so much for having me on your show. This is exciting for me.
Well, thanks. Thanks for being with us. The book. Before we get into the book and the contents, talk to me about the process. One, why did you decide to become an author?
That is a great question. In fact, it's quite a surprise to me as well. I actually flunked college English twice.
That would be a great reason to become an author.
So, you know, about 10 years ago, I read a book by Erwin McManus. And in that book, he said, the future will be created and culture will be shaped by the one who tells the best story. And man, that always resonated with me, whether in business or in ministry. I began to look around and say, you know what? I think there's something to that. Those people who've either in marketing or in ministry are telling the best story, are having the greatest influence. And I looked around. I've got 7 kids, and I did a little bit of math, and I thought, you know what? If my 7 kids have 3 kids, and my grandkids have 3 kids, and they're on and on for 100 years, 4 generations, there will be 280 people that come in just my branch of the family tree. And I just thought, you know, the chances of them going back and listening to an old sermon in the archives or finding an old radio show, just pretty slim. But if someday when I'm gone, they find a book in the basement that I wrote, they might just read it. So here we are.
And then who knows what next, right?
That's right. That's
so,
right.
And I say that the name of the book, And Then, Never Stop Sharing Stories. So that's kind of the gist of it.
And really, in
some cases, what you're doing here, keeping stories, you know, whether it's family stories alive, and basically you're telling people no matter what you do, it's not only telling stories, but say, guess what? Whatever chapter is going on in your life, even though that may end, it's not really ending because And Then always comes up. So talk about the title and why you did that.
Well, and I just noticed that, you know, with this generation today, everybody's on their tablets, they're looking at their phones. But I would notice that my kids would look up from the tablet to listen to their grandpa or their grandma tell a story. And so I just felt like, you know, for a lot of people, and just maybe this is just the 8 years of experience in ministry, I would see a lot of people who maybe they were in a season of life where they really thought it was the end. Like they had nothing else to contribute to society or to their family. I would see people who'd made really big mistakes and they would just write off their life as to say, you know what, it's the end. You know, all there is to do now is just kind of sit back and wait for Jesus to come back, you know. But what I also realized is that isn't what I found God doing in Scripture. Like, throughout God's Word, we see Him take all of these failures and continue to write. And the ones we read about, whether it's David or Moses or whoever it is, they were able to process an and then. And when it comes to a story, I mean, listen, as a radio guy, you know this. If you want to do a tease to the next segment, you know, you'll set it up with hey, here's all the details, and then, you know, stay tuned. We'll fill in the gaps there. So I just think that understanding that no matter what season of life you're in, no matter how old you are, no matter how bad you've screwed up in the past, there's still more to your story. And it's up to us to continue writing, to allow God to write through our lives.
Scott Kramer, the author, And Then, Never Stop Sharing Stories. And I was telling Scott off the air, he gave me a copy of the book. I'm not too far into it, about 3 or 4 chapters in. And I can say even just the little bit I've read, inspirational, spiritual, motivational. Mm-hmm. And I guess, was there a particular area you were trying to reach, or were you kind of trying to reach all those emotions in somebody?
Yeah, and I think, you know, for me, for those people that know me, you know, my faith is a big part of my story. But I think for those who maybe have not embraced faith, it's still an important work because their story is important. And Mark Batterson says in one of his books, you know, everybody has at least one book in them. And I truly believe that. And honestly, you know, I really be, as I was writing, I thought, you know what would be great? It's not if I sell 1,000 copies. What would be great is if one person could be inspired enough to say, you know what? I'm going to write, or I'm going to record, or I'm going to make a film, or I'm going to write a script, or write a song, or paint a picture, or whatever it is that it would inspire them, to write. I remember, forgive me for telling this story. I remembered that I used to sit in the back row of a big church that we used to go to, and they would have this announcement guy get up there and give announcements between the worship and between the message. And it was terrible. Like I would sit there and think, wait, you know, everything here is excellent, but this guy gets up and he's not prepared. Maybe he just got dumped on him at the last second. Hey, do announcements or whatever. But there in the back row, as a guy who really doesn't like speaking in public, I had this thought, like, I think I could do better than that. You know what I mean? And sure enough, a few years later, that was the opportunity that was given to me. And so be careful what you think, what you wish for. But I thought, you know what? And even if my mediocrity can inspire someone to say, you know what, I can do better than that, then it's well worth it. So,
well, and you don't have to be a spiritual person to understand the book, but it may spark that in you.
Right.
You do a really great job of kind of mixing in, especially the beginning of the end of the chapter with scripture in there.
Sure. Yeah, there's some takeaways at the end of each chapter that you can apply. And again, like I said, my faith is a big part of my story, but I've heard some feedback from people who don't share my faith, don't share the same faith, and they've said, you know what, it's still an inspiring book. I'm still encouraged and inspired to keep telling my story, and that's really the goal.
Absolutely. The name of the book is And Then, and Never Stop Sharing Stories. Scott Kramer is the author. Now, you're going to be having a book signing, and I'm sure the books will be available for purchase there coming up Wednesday at the Galesburg Public Library Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. So you'll be able to get your book there. You'll be able to get it signed by Scott. Where else is the book available for purchase?
Well, you can go to scottanthonykramer.com, and you can purchase a book there. In fact, today only, if you use the coupon code WGIL, you get a little discount. It's also available at Northwoods Bookstores in Peoria and Galesburg. I believe Brighter Life Bookstore here in Galesburg has it. You can go to barnesandnoble.com. You can get the ebook. Amazon.com even has the audiobook if you don't have time to read and you just want to, you know, play something on the drive.
Is it your voice on the audiobook?
It is.
Oh, good for you.
I went into a studio and man, I tell you, I think it was like 6 hours of reading, and they were able to consolidate that down much shorter. But, you know, I tell people I've never ran a marathon, but I should get a bumper sticker for that process. It was work.
Yeah. But instead of like the 26.2, you have 6 hours.
That's right.
Six hours. Scott Kramer, the author of And Then Never Stop Sharing Stories. Again, he'll have a book signing coming up at the Galesburg Public Library this Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. You know, it's again, the whole process. So talk about when you got inspired to do this. Mm-hmm. Talk about the process from there on. It's like, okay, I want to do this. Now what?
Yeah, great question. I would even say that if there's somebody out there that maybe has had that little tinge of inspiration to maybe write someday. It started with me getting up at 4 a.m. about a year ago, January 2018. I just kind of made that commitment. I'm gonna try to write 300 words a day. And, you know, with 7 kids, you got to get up pretty early to beat the rush. But so I get up at 4 a.m. and I just start writing. And then in the evening, I would kind of do some editing. But I found it to be easier to be creative early in the morning. And then if you do that for a while, I mean, before long, you end up with, 15,000 words and then 20,000 words. I had some people say, you know, you need to at least hit 50,000 words. And I hit 30,000 and I just said, you know what? I'm done. Like, if this isn't good enough, that's okay. But, and what I found is that really, the audience has said that that's okay. They appreciate the shorter read. I don't know if it's the shorter attention span of people these days, but, 30,000 words. And then it was published through Westbow Press, which is a self-publishing company that kind of walks you through the process. You had, I think Rick Warren was on WGIL a couple weeks ago. He's a good friend of mine he did the same kind of process. But there's other great avenues out there as well. Create Space, even just starting to blog, starting to write, and begin to build that storytelling craft.
What I suppose a lot of us don't realize what we have within us until we start putting those words down, typing them in, or writing them, whatever the case may be.
Exactly. You would not believe, if just taking the time to either, talk into a voice recorder or begin writing down, and start with memories. I would start with, as I was crafting a message, let's say, and I was trying to illustrate a point, there might be a story that comes to mind, and I would just start with a very basic, get it out on paper, and then I'd go back and just kind of tweak, and then I would really begin to add the details to the story. In fact, in the back of the book, I kind of give the 10 key ingredients to an effective, compelling story that's pretty useful. But yeah, it's a craft that's learned. I think it's important. Like, I really believe that for those of us who have a story to tell, and we all have a story to tell, developing that craft, whether you're a coach, a business owner, a janitor, a pastor, just a dad, a mom, a grandpa, it is worth it to begin to develop that storytelling craft. And that happens with an audience of one or two or three or hundreds. But I believe it's important.
Yeah, in sales, I mean, if you're a good salesperson, you are a good storyteller.
Absolutely.
If you're not a good storyteller, probably not doing so well in that line of work.
Yeah.
Scott Kramer, the author of And Then, Never Stop Sharing Stories. And that's the thing, your book applies to life. I mean, it applies to business. It applies to life. It applies, like you said, to coaching, whether it's athletic teams or within your business, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell my kids, I say, it doesn't matter what you do. If you're a teacher, whatever you want to do, I can't think of one place where communicating a story isn't going to make you more valuable to the team. Good.
And Scott will be Wednesday evening at the Wednesday afternoon evening at the Galesburg Public Library for a book signing from 4 to 6 p.m. We'll have the book available there. Be able to get it signed. I suppose they can maybe get a picture with you as well.
Absolutely, if they'd want one. I asked my wife this morning, I was like, hey, how do I look? And she said, honey, it's radio. Yeah, don't worry.
Well, there's a reason some of us are in radio. We've got to have that face for radio, Scott Kramer joining us here this morning. Again, check out the book. Again, you can find the website again?
ScottAnthonyKramer.com. Okay. And you can always find it on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com as well.
All right. And the book, again, will be available Wednesday. If you can't get there Wednesday, Brighter Light Bookshops, Northwoods Bookshop here in Emporia as well.
So, yes. Yep.
Available many, many places. Again, it's really, really good read. It's a quick read. And you got some really good feedback from some people that have been important to you in your life.
Yeah, that's probably been one of the most surprising things as well. As I was in the process of writing it, I would let a few people just kind of, hey, what do you think? And their feedback was very, very impactful. Just the right words of encouragement at the right time and the right people saying the right things. It kind of motivates you. But then after it was published, getting the emails and the phone calls that, hey, here's where I was in my life and here's how your book impacted me. And, I've got people that have said they're using it as a small group material. They're using it in their book club. And I was just like, wow, maybe there's something here. So it's exciting to get that feedback and hear how it's impacted. And that's the encouraging thing for all of us is, we all have a story to tell and God wants to use that to impact others. And so just embracing that every day.
Scott Kramer, author, And Then, Never Stop Sharing Stories. Now, also, something in a similar vein that you do, you've got a podcast along with, people might find this interesting, but Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo, the two of you team up for a podcast.
Yeah.
And in some ways, it's similar to what you're doing in the book, sharing stories, but yet motivational, helping, whether it's coaching or in business or whatever the case. Talk about the podcast.
Coach Damon Tomeo is a good friend of mine, and we would go to coffee maybe once a week. And I just found myself learning so much from his leadership experience. And I was like, I wish the whole world could hear our coffee talk a little bit, and you could just kind of speak into their challenges as well. And so I think he had this idea, hey, let's do a leadership podcast. So we do. He's the host. I just kind of facilitate. And it's always, I'm always learning from him, and it's called Building Your Team. You can find it on iTunes or wherever podcasts are found. And he's, I think he's seen some incredible feedback. I think people all over the nation have tuned in, and even overseas, some of his contacts over there have benefited from that. But yeah, it's about telling the story of how a coach or a leader, or those of us who are in kind of a place of influence, again, dads and moms, can lead the best way possible by building our team. And so it's been fun to do that. And yeah, it's we get to see you occasionally when we do that, and it's been good.
You know, I guess also a chance, to, along with the book, a chance to get to exercise a little creativity.
Yeah, exactly. It's another way to exercise the writing mm-hmm. skill. And, you know, Damon does most of the writing, and I just kind of show up and I set him up and ask a few questions and hold him over the fire when necessary and then wrap it up. But, yeah, he's a great guy.
You know, we mentioned back to the book, and then never stop sharing stories. At the end of each chapter, you make you have some scripture and actually even some suggestions of, you know, say, hey, think about a time in your life where this would apply or how you could apply it. As far as the scripture, did you know as you were writing each chapter, as you finish a chapter, it's like, I know what fits there. I know what scripture I'll use. You kind of have to study a little bit to figure out, so, okay, what works best here that I can suggest to people?
Yeah, that is a great question. I had kind of a gut feeling for each chapter what scripture I felt my story would help illustrate. And when it went into the review process, I had some people close to me kind of go through it and suggest. I think there's 21 chapters, and each chapter begins with scripture and then ends with two questions that are kind of a takeaway. And again, you could just read one chapter a day and just spend some time focusing on those two questions and maybe begin to help you process your story. But in that review process, I think there was maybe three or four chapters where I had some good input, like, hey, this is a great story, but I really think this passage here helps you build that story well. And so, yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, and that's the thing, the great thing. Like you said, you finish the chapter, and then there's the questions for you. It's like, oh, wait a minute. I was just getting ready to go to the next page. Wait a minute. I got to sit here and think now.
Yeah.
That's a really great thing.
And to give away the ending, mm-hmm. so even if you don't read the book, the one of the last questions is basically the challenge. It's your turn. Start telling your story. Start writing. And there's some ways that I hope to help people, you know, facilitate people in doing that. But,
Yeah, even though the book, it's the end of the book, it's not the end.
It's not the end.
And that's the whole point.
That's the whole point.
And then, what's
keep
the next
the
chapter?
Story.
What's no matter what you've done in your life, and we've all screwed up, and some of us more royally than others.
Right,
Guess what? There's always an end then.
There's three types of people in this world. Those who have blown it, those who are blowing it, and those who will blow it. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Scott, thank you so much. Again, Scott Kramer, his book, And Then, Never Stop Sharing Stories. He'll be at Galesburg Public Library coming up Wednesday evening, afternoon and evening from 4 to 6. He'll be signing the book. You can purchase it there. Northwoods Bookshops here in Galesburg and Peoria, Brighter Life Bookshop. Go online to his website. I Googled And Then Scott Kramer. You came up right on top there.
Okay.
You get it at Amazon and your website as well. You can get it there. Again, a great read, and it's pretty good value also, by the way.
Yeah, you can't beat that. I don't think the Kindle's like $3.
Yeah.
The audiobook I think is $3 and the paperback might be 12, but
So pretty good value for your money. Again, it's a really good read, and again, inspirational, motivational, spiritual, all in one. So whatever you're looking for, you're going to find it in that book. And you know, maybe it'll, like you said, maybe inspire somebody else to share their stories.
Yeah, I hope so. And if listeners do read it, I'd love to hear what they think. I'd love their feedback. Shoot me an email, find me on social media, or give me a call. And it's exciting.
Scott, thank you so much. Congratulations on getting this project done. I guess I should ask, what's next?
What's next? Oh, boy. That's a good question.
I should have said, and then.
And then? I've had a lot of people say, what's the next book?
Yeah.
And I would say right now, you know, we'll just have to see. We'll continue telling stories. We'll continue writing stories. I've had a few local congregations invite me to fill the pulpit when their pastors are taking a vacation or gone. So I'm looking forward to some of those opportunities. But yeah, we'll see what doors open.
All right, yeah. Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.